producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
A couple of weeks ago, I had Anna Victoria Rogers. You know her. She is the author of Toxic World, Toxic People, one of the most important books that you, if you haven't read it, my goodness, what are you waiting for? It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We talked. She had an alarm bell ring, and she called me. She said, Robert, you got to look in this. These breast implants that are non-silicone, they're saline, but they could be as bad or worse. We're not sure. Something's going on. And we did a whole interview with her on it, and she wrote an article about it. And she also said after the fact, I've got a doctor who's a plastic surgeon who is raising the alarm bells on this as well, Dr. Edward Melman. And Anna, how did you connect with Dr. Melman? Because I believe we're going to have him on in just a moment.
I actually received the email address from a patient of his who spoke incredibly highly of him. So, yeah, I got his details very easily.
So Dr. Melman is also, he sounds like he has an accent. I talked with him off the air. We're going to bring him on momentarily. So is he also from England?
No, I detect a South African, accent, but I also think I read he's from he's Dutch as well. So
wow.
I'm sure he will correct me on that if I'm wrong.
We're going totally international, but this isn't an international issue. This is not just in the United States, Canada, or England. This is all over the world where they're using implant technologies, and we want to get to the heart of this, the dangers, the ways to address this. And Dr. Edward Melman is on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Melman, thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
We're honored and pleased that you're with us. Now, you can clear up the points of origin. Where are you from originally?
I'm from South Africa.
Okay.
Ah, I got it right. Bingo.
Well done. So, Dr. Melman, your training in the medical profession, is it plastic surgery? Is that correct?
That is correct.
So if you're going to come on this show and speak out against the idea of breast implants, you must be a pariah among your surgeon community.
Very much so. I am not welcome in my opinions.
Okay. Well, that means you're welcome here.
Yeah.
So how did you come across the controversy that Anna brought up a couple of weeks ago about the breast implants? Because most people are aware of the so-called dangers of the silicone breast implants, the autoimmunity, the cancer, the different things that they associate, much less the bursting, the breaking of these things. But more recently, hearing about the dangers in saline as well. Give us a little bit of the backstory of how you uncovered this.
Well, let me back up a little bit to about 25 years ago. I had patients come in and complain, but I gave them the party line that there was nothing wrong with them, they were 100% safe. But I started getting involved in 1992 with removal of implants. At first I thought it was only the silicone gel, but later I discovered there were as many problems with the saline implants, and my conclusion is that it's the actual covering, because the shell that contains the gel or the saline is made of the same silastic polymer, and I think it is from that all the problems stem.
So, and we did speculate on that, and with Anna a couple of weeks ago. The question is, if we may go to the inside of the so-called saline, is it actually saline? Has anybody detected it? Because the websites that list these medical devices are not clear about the contents to say, is it just saline on the inside?
Yes, it is just saline. The way it is inserted into the body is through a tube that is connected to a bottle of saline that hangs from an IV pole. And it's either injected in or dripped in or whatever way it's done, but the implant is pulled from a bottle of sterile saline.
Okay, so that solves one of the mysteries we weren't sure about, but the interface, let's just say it never bursts, right? Because saline, it can be addressed safely in the body. They do saline injections intravenous as well. So we know that that should not at least be a problem. But if we're pinpointing the outer coating or covering or shell casing of even a safe substance like saline or solution, then what is in that outer shell? And wouldn't they have known that that was as much a problem as the silicone inside the previous versions?
Well, it is still being denied almost universally, but the problem just stemming from putting saline into the implant comes from the fact that there are multiple points along the way where contamination can occur. In other words, the tubing that is put into the bottle, the tubing that is connected to the filler valve, all of these are potential points of contamination of the saline. The second thing is that every bottle of saline that is manufactured has got an expiration date. I don't know what the expiration date is when that saline is put into the body and it's there for 8 or 10 years. So the saline it has been found by Dr. Pierre Blaise in Canada, who's researched this a lot. He has found contamination with all sorts of debris and bacteria, which, although they don't grow exponentially, are still present in the saline.
Hmm. So it's not as pure as we say it's pure, but it's not pure. So I'm confused about this. And let me ask Anna, when they did your implants, were you given silicone or saline?
Well, here's the thing that I find a little bit confusing. When I went for my consultation back in, I think it was the end of 2006, they said to me that the choice they would suggest would be a silicone shell with a saline gel on the inside, and it had no valves. But my problem now is I don't know if they told me the truth, because they haven't told me about my records. In fact, they said to me through email a couple of weeks ago that they don't have any records from me having an operation with them in the first place. So I'm incredibly concerned that mine may be not what I thought. They could be all silicone.
Well, there's another aspect to it. There have been variations in the saline where companies have tried to put saline in and seal it and sterilize it at the factory. One of the most notorious ones of these were the PIP implants that came from France. They ruptured within months most of the time. They were just a total disaster. And when they filled them with gel, as you've probably read in the papers, that gel was made of commercial-grade silicone that you buy in hard store.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is frightening, Dr. Melmed. So there's got to be some sinister element here. Of course, we talk about people that want to profit off of the disease model. Of course, we know if you're going to facilitate autoimmune diseases and cancers, there's going to be more profit in the system. But let's just maybe take out the sinister element and say, is it possible that they're so ignorant that this is happening?
I think it's almost more like the Pinto mentality that, yes, they're going to be problems, but they are so few of them relatively that they'd rather just continue making the profit like they've been doing. I don't think it's sinister. I just think it's more not caring.
Mm. Wow. But the end result of that not caring does become sort of a sinister outcome, especially if you're made aware of it and you continue the same behavior. I mean, this explains why you've become a pariah in your profession. Now, you, as you said, as a plastic surgeon, you've probably done reconstruction, because some of the people that would say, well, the legitimate reason for this, rather than just purely a cosmetic for someone who wants larger breasts, would be to say someone who had a mastectomy and wants a reconstruction because they want to feel like they were before to some degree. What would you say, based on what you know today, in circumstances like that? Is there a safe way to do this kind of reconstructive surgery?
Well, first of all, we must separate very sharply the difference between cosmetic and reconstruction.
Okay.
Sometimes you've got no choice but to use an implant to reconstruct a breast. Since they reintroduced silicone, I think most surgeons now would use a pure silicone-filled implant rather than the saline-filled implant because of the properties that manifest in the body. Silicone feels like a breast. Saline often ripples and it's almost like a water bag.
I see. But the idea here, or the question I have, again, it's a tragedy for any woman to lose her breast, but the idea of a cosmetic enhancement or reconstruction based on that versus, you know, if we're going to say, if we are to make a judgment to say women are kind of not shamed into it, but made to feel less than adequate if their breasts are not large. So there's been a movement, of course, a profitable move to have every woman reshape her body through this invasive procedure, this cosmetic reconstruction or cosmetic addition. But the question is there a safe way? And I just ask you that because, as you said, you have a great concern about this entire procedure that maybe it doesn't exist a safe way.
Well, I don't regard any implants as completely safe. I think that there are no statistics to bear out what the follow-up is on these implants, because the ones that are put in for cosmetic reasons, the women who receive them are probably the most mobile group in society. They get married, they get divorced, they move. The follow-up by doctors is abysmal. The one manufacturing company had a follow-up of less than 8%. So we don't know what the true statistics are. And it's only through the internet that we get this anecdotal evidence of this problems that women are having with silicone. Now, it's a very low percentage probably, and especially so with breast cancer reconstruction. So the woman has got a chance of getting the toxic effects, but not everyone does, and that is what we do not understand yet, why some people do react and some people don't.
Wow. All right. This is another case of no aftermarket research being conducted that is in an official capacity so that we could have the kind of information to make informed decisions for those who are coming in after the fact that may or may not decide to do this kind of procedure. We're going to take a break here. We're talking with Dr. Edward Melmed, and we'll let those of you who are out there who have questions after the fact, he interacts primarily via email. We'll let you know what that is, or you can go to the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. And I want to thank Anna Victoria Rogers for being here with us as well to connect us and to get this information out, because I believe it is desperately needed. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, ladies, this hour is dedicated to you or the men who love them or the women who love them. We're not making judgments here, but we want to help folks when we talk about health and healing to have information that they can make fully informed decisions about, and that includes the breast implant issue. We've talked about silicone implants before. We talked most recently with Anna Victoria Rogers about the concern that we had for the saline implants. We're learning a lot now that we have Dr. Edward Melmed with us, and he is a plastic surgeon who put these things in for many years, now also removes them and says they're not as safe as we have maybe been led to believe. And Dr. Melmed, you said on the break here something so pointed about the definition of breast implants.
One of the pioneers in breast surgery, Dr. Jack Penn, gave his definition. He said it's not an operation, it's a procedure. You make a cavity, you put in a large foreign body, everybody has a complication, and everybody's happy.
Whoa.
Wow.
Everybody has a complication, but everybody's happy. How would you define that? Is it because the breasts are larger and that was what they were targeting more than anything else?
That's the happy side.
Mm.
There are three major complications with breast implants. Number one, they will virtually all rupture with time. There is a time that they deteriorate with time. And the second is that all foreign material gets covered with what's called a capsule, which is scar tissue, which is the best analogy I give is a fly getting caught in a spider's web. The spider cocoons it, keeps it isolated. And that, with time, especially with gel implants, gets harder and harder, causes calcification in the capsule, and makes it hard to detect malignancies, and especially after 10 years.
So what you mentioned there might be a third issue. We got the all will rupture eventually.
The third one is that the number of women who get sick, for lack of a better term, I call it silicone sickness. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of symptoms which women suffer from, which include fatigue, muscle and joint pain, short-term memory loss, brain fog, dry skin, dry mouth, dry eyes, hair falls out easily, and just cognitive disorders, which seem to be very much from the autoimmune system reaction to the silicone.
It sounds even like definitions of fibromyalgia, for instance, that many women suffer from could be related if they have these implants.
Many of the women are misdiagnosed as having fibromyalgia.
Indeed, indeed. Anna, you know, you've expressed a concern in your own health because you've written extensively. You know about the danger of toxins, even at low levels. Have you, or do you suspect things that have gone on or are going on? And if so, I mean, you can't identify because the surgeon says they don't even have a record of giving you the surgery, which is just phenomenal to consider. But any health concerns that you have based on what Dr. Melma just said?
Well, as you know, I've always had chronic fatigue, so someone like me getting implants is just stupid. If I'd have known that what was in my body was not as simple as what I was being told, because my chronic fatigue has taken a real sort of backslide in the last year or so, and my implants have been in for 8 years now, so I must say I am starting to worry about exactly what's in my body and if it's making me take a backslide again with my progress. Yeah, because I've got really bad brain fog lately and just always tired. I mean, I am pregnant as well, which is another worry I've got because of breastfeeding. And in fact, I was going to ask Dr. Melmed what he suggests with that. Like, would you say to people, if you have any type of implant, do not breastfeed? Or is there still a chance that it may be okay?
The answer is that very rarely have we found silicone in breast milk. The implant is placed either behind the breast or behind the pectoralis muscle. So it is isolated from the breast. But if there is rupture or any leakage of any of the oils out of the implant, theoretically it could get some into the breast milk.
Thank you. So that sounds like I probably need to get them checked by ultrasound quite quickly, really, to see.
Is that the appropriate mechanism? Actually, we're gonna be up on another break here shortly, so I'm gonna take a break. Dr. Melmed, stick with us. There's some more fascinating information we need to have him divulge to us all about the dangers of these breast implants, perhaps safe methods, if there are any, for a removal, what to do then as well, and including the issue of the rupturing. And so, everybody, stick with us. I'm going to let you know how you can get a hold of Dr. Melmed if you have a question as well after this break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Whey. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Now, environmental toxicity is something we cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show very often. We talk about toxins coming in through food, water, and air. We know the necessity of our excretory organs to bind and excrete those things, lest they bioaccumulate and create nutrition, mineral deficiencies, or even worse, cancers and other things that are connected. Dr. Ed Melmed is with us as well, talking about the dangers of these breast implants and the fact that even the so-called saline ones are not free of problems, and that might be an understatement. Those of you who are concerned and who have questions, Dr. Melman said it'd be okay if I gave out his email address, and you can ask questions. He answers a number of them every day, but be patient in case he gets deluged, if you will, with email. But edmelmed@gmail.com, edmelmed@gmail.com. We'll have that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to ask those questions to go further. We talked about the symptoms associated with this. Anna, you also referenced some things that you were concerned about. And, you know, now we're at the point of, you know, if we have this in our systems, or the ladies particularly in their systems systemically, like silicone, or as Dr. Melman said, even the saline may be in a certain forms containing some other gels that aren't purely saline. How do we identify it, and how do we get it out? Dr. Melman.
First of all, we don't know the incidence. The statistic that worried me was a report that came from Sweden where they showed three significant things. Number one, 84% of the women were happy with their outcome, despite the problems, which included 62% incidence of capsular contracture where the breasts got hard, 39% reoperation rate, one in, you know, two out of five, and 21% incidence of positive lymph nodes in the armpit. That is the worrisome one, because that is silicone that, or contents of that, somehow have got into the lymph nodes from the breast.
Well, we know the proximity, obviously, of breast tissue and lymphatic tissue, and it's part of the drainage canal of the body. I assume that the body is intelligent. If there's foreign material that doesn't belong there, it will try and move it through the lymph. But I imagine that our bodies weren't necessarily designed to move silicone as a material through the lymph. That's a form.
There's no test for silicone. The one complication, the capsular contracture, has actually a benefit in that it keeps any ruptured silicone inside the capsule, so it does not get out into the lymphatics very easily. Very, very low percentage. But nevertheless, it can happen.
So if it is indeed encapsulating, again, I credit the intelligence of whoever created us to find a way to adapt for survival, that it would try to isolate it. I think in some ways that's what a tumor is, to isolate and limit the damage of cancer that would, you know, metastasize otherwise automatically. If it's contracted, capsular held together, you go in as a surgeon and try to clean this thing up. Is that feasible, or is it just such a mess you can't even get it all?
Well, there's a paradox here. The longer the implant is in, the thicker the capsule, and the easier it is to get out. Ideally, we take it out what is called en bloc. In other words, you take the implant out within the capsule. But it's not always possible, and when implants are placed under the muscle and they saline implants, those capsules are tremendously friable and tear very easily. But it is possible in the majority of cases to get everything out of the cavity.
It is, okay. But think about what a massive surgery this is. I mean, you're not just pulling out one solid object. You're probably having to clean tissue, if you will, that's kind of intermingling with other things that aren't supposed to be there.
Well, it's almost like taking a mixture of condensed milk and Jell-O and trying to get it out without leaving anything behind. It is difficult to do.
And without damaging too much of the healthy tissue that surrounds it, perhaps.
Correct.
Wow. I just don't envy you in what you have to do here to help these women particularly, but I'm glad you're doing it and you're speaking out about it. As a homeopath, of course, it's a little different than allopathic medicine, but we would use and have developed things like silicone formulas to help alert the system if there's any way to kind of throw the excess out. But sometimes, you're talking large fields of debris that we can't do homeopathically.
That is correct.
Wow. So if a woman is scheduled to do this and remove it, and there's nothing safe to put back in, we're talking about creating another scenario where disfigurement is the end result. Or as a plastic surgeon, what can you do?
Well, I'm very fortunate in that I've developed techniques where the majority of women that I take implants out look absolutely normal. You see, There's nothing wrong with small, normal breasts. There's a lot wrong with large, toxic breasts.
Yes.
And
yes.
If the woman can accept being small again, not bigger than they were before, because funny enough, silicone promotes a little bit of growth of the breast tissue just by contact. But if they can live small again, they are small, healthy, and normal. And as I say, there's nothing wrong with small, normal.
Wow. Now, I got to ask you, too, from the standpoint of external scar tissue associated with these surgeries, how do you minimize that? I mean, I utilize silver and copper often to accelerate tissue healing and reducing scarring potential. Do you have any techniques to reduce scarring potential externally?
Well, first of all, the only scars that I place on the breast are around the areola. And so this is a junction of two tissues where the scar is pretty minimal. I mostly do an internal lift combined sometimes with an outside lift because the implants, if large, have stretched the tissues. If
right.
you just take them out, they hang like an empty tube sock. So you have to do a lift. But I do all of it around the areola.
Gotcha. So you've developed some pretty creative techniques. Have you worked, because by the very nature of what you're doing and the fact that you've been maybe a little bit vilified by your profession, you must have had some more interaction with those that have holistic inclinations to maybe do some integrative medicine, to do a little holistic with your allopathic techniques, you know, the use of arnica, other things post-op.
I use a lot of arnica. I use Lead-N-Pal. I use calendula ointments if necessary. I use a lot of homeopathic medicines. I'm a great believer in them.
Oh, beautiful.
So good.
Yeah, Dr. Melman, you were a gift here to us to get this information out. And the question is, I mean, are you an active surgeon in the Dallas, Texas area now, or do you travel around the world to do this?
Because no, I'm just active locally.
Just active locally. So people would have to travel to see you if they wanted your
right.
assistance. Okay. Anna, any other questions? I mean, this is, again, I so much appreciate you connecting us with Dr. Melman because this is information that's very difficult to come by. As you said, it's speculative out there on the Internet, a lot of anecdotes, but we're getting some good experiential communication from him.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. What I'm finding concerning is being in some of these Facebook groups with the women that are suffering so much. I've had two this week say they felt close to death because one of them had her implants removed, but they didn't take the capsule and the scar tissue out, and she's incredibly sick and has no money to do anything about it.
Anna, can I interrupt you and just make
sure.
a point? There's a lot of hysteria on the Internet about the capsules.
Mm-hmm.
Capsules are reactive tissue. They're not toxic intrinsically. In other words, every woman who's got an implant would be toxic if the capsule was really that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't just become toxic when you take the implant out. That capsule forms in response to the foreign material, and it consists of scar tissue with a lot of what's called T cells, but it is not really intrinsically toxic by itself.
Mm. I know this one lady was sick whilst she had the implants in, which is why she sort of got them removed, because she felt so unwell and then tied the two together. But yeah, I guess there's no 100% proof that the implants were making her very ill, but she's certainly worse now, which is a worry. But yeah, I'm just finding so many of these ladies, and a couple of them, they had the Dow implants in their body, and one lady still has them in. And she can't seem to get any help with getting them out in terms of insurance. She can't seem to get Dow to pay for it. But some of the things they're saying are just so, so scary about how they've got all these sores all over their body, and they just feel so awful.
We cannot get the insurance companies usually to help when it's saline. If it's mm-hmm. a silicone gel implant, they often are ruptured and they have things.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, women must know that the insurance companies balk at trying to pay anything if the word saline is involved.
Wow, that's really shocking. That alone should tell people not to have those ones.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, Anna, you also have a Facebook group, a private group called Breast Implants, the Ticking Time Bomb. And just people look that up and ask to join it?
Yeah, that's right. They just search for it, and then I sort of add them, because a lot of the ladies don't want to have other people even know they've got implants.
Right.
Or just because obviously if your group is public, people can see what you're liking and what you're commenting on, so we've kept it private. But, yeah, people are sharing their stories and speaking very highly of Dr. Melmed.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, it's a good group.
Hey, Doc, now we have about a minute or so left. Is there anything that is so critical that we haven't communicated yet to the audience that might be hearing this for the first time?
I think that women need to ask a lot of questions before they ever consider having them. But having said that, for those who have got implants, they need to have them checked, because after 5 years to 10 years, there is such a change even in the morphology of the breast, the shape of the breast, the firmness. There's an alteration in everything, size, shape, contour, feel. So they need to be aware that these are not static. They are going to change and deteriorate with time.
Yeah, well, think twice, folks, about putting artificial things into your body. I mean, that seems to be common sense, but, you know, and I'm not making an accusation or judgment, but, you know, we all have to deal with issues of vanity, self-worth, but the idea that breasts have to be large to be valuable, not true. And there's, you know, inner self-esteem. We want to really encourage that. And those of you who have already taken the plunge and are concerned about the health, please, if you feel so inclined, either join the group on Facebook, Breast Implants, The Ticking Time Bomb with Anna, or contact Ed Melmed, edmelmed@gmail.com, and ask questions. Dr. Melmed, God bless you. Thank you for doing the good work you're doing.
My much appreciation for having me on.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we made it almost to the weekend. And Super Don, I'm telling you, that whole issue, we grew up in the era of breast implants, did we not? I mean, not
indeed.
Not that
silicone.
You had.
Silicone.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then the movement to so-called safer saline, to hear a physician like Dr. Melman talk about the fact that the saline is not safe because it's encased in a silicone kind of plastic kind of thing. And oh my gosh, the details are, go back and listen to that and you'll realize that, ladies, big boobies aren't all they're cracked up to be. Again, that's not a pun related to what's inside those saline and non-saline solution things, but there's got to be a way to appreciate the body you have been given or that you have developed, because the risk of doing these things is apparently, according to this doctor, 100%. And that's huge. So go back, listen, share it with your friends. I know it's not a happy news for men who like artificial big boobies, but we're here to bring the real healing information that needs to be out there so you can make fully informed decisions about which way you want to go, whether it's before, during, or after such a situation like that. So anyway, thanks to Anna Victoria Rogers for hooking us up with Dr. Melman. Say thanks, by the way, to all our special sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. It's 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Go to robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends. Archives are available through our syndicator, GCN. That's the first place you'll see it. It'll pop up at Talk Network then, and of course around the world through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, thanks to Jerry Doyle, as well as our friends across the pond at UK Health Radio, ukhealthradio.com. Ah, man, Super Don, incredible, incredible week. I'm just ready for a day off. I don't know if it'll actually happen, but I think we're going to go to a strawberry farm and learn how to grow strawberries for the next season.
No.
Yeah.
You're going to add that to the garden, huh?
Absolutely. Maybe raspberries, some more blueberries. We've got some stuff to do. I want to turn it into a food farm, a food forest, we call that, a food forest. Grow food, not lawns. I got to be a living example for this. And hopefully we'll start impacting our local communities by really taking this out. Now, speaking of local communities, Florida is very strange, isn't
yes.
it? You've noticed, haven't
they
you?
Have a Florida has a reputation for some crazy people.
All the weird stories seem to come out of, some people say Florida, right? Listen to this. This is embarrassing. A Florida woman calls 911. Now, was she in trouble? Was she being attacked? What was happening there? Did a cat lock her in the closet? No, that happened in Oregon, didn't it? That angry cat? That was one
thing. That particular one did happen.
Yeah, I did. So Oregon gets a little bit of props, but Florida definitely leading the nation. She calls 911 not for any emergency. Well, she thought it was an emergency. She ordered chicken wings and cigarettes.
Oh, 911.
Yep. 911.
Yes.
She says she's 45 years old. I don't know. She looks like she's almost 70. I mean, there's some roughness in the picture of this woman. Leanne Gay Watson. She said that she was too drunk to drive and get them herself. So she said, I'll call 911 because this was an emergency. I desperately need my wings and cigarettes. This is not a joke. Please come help me. And of course, they went there and they got her and they arrested her as she's shouting profanities, banging her head against things, kicking her legs and, this was not a woman in her right mind. I'm sure she was under the influence of something.
Well, you know, you always call 911 when you're too drunk to go get your wings and cigarettes.
Right? Yeah, and then the doggies get involved. I thought the dog was attacking. You better call 911.
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
Florida.
Yeah, no, it is funny, but it's not funny. I mean, it's sad, really. Think about that. 911, of course, calling for real, genuine emergencies. If you call to order chicken wings, you will be arrested or at least charged with, I don't know, what's the crime? Do they actually have a crime? There's probably a code for this.
Misuse of the 911 system.
Misuse of the 911. That's very polite. That's like how they'd say it in Britain. You've misused the system,
they
right?
They haven't outlawed stupid yet, so they can't arrest you for that.
No arrest for stupidity alone? That's not enough?
Not yet.
No, that would be everybody would be under arrest at one point in their lives if that were the case. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're almost wrapping up another week of broadcast healing, Super Don, and I appreciate you so much for keeping this thing going, making it sound so good. Those of you who have been missing the archives, again, they are now up. You can begin to catch up with them. We're adding them back into the notes. So if you're looking at the beginning of November 2015, we're beginning to add each day the links for direct downloads of the MP3 each hour so you don't have to miss a healing thing. Not a healing thing.
A healing thing.
Yes. I'm healing thing one, you're healing thing two. At this moment, anyway. Thanks as well to Op-Ed for helping me put the notes together every day and publishing them out. Thanks again to Dr. Frank King. Thanks as well to Anna Victoria Rogers and Dr. Ed Melmed. Remember, his email address is there if you have a question to go further on that. But for now, we're going to take a break, at least for a day. Be back Sunday with more broadcast healing, because the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24-7 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.